right. Thank you very much. We're reporting score today for week number 8 on our bowling calendar. So in most cases, it's the first week of the second quarter. We have some men's and women's high scores this week. We have scores from the youth program over at Northland. And let's start with that. Let's start with the youth scores at Northland. So Peyton Beverwijk bowled very well a couple weeks ago with a 278 game along with a 213 and a 228 for a 719 series. Also, Ryan Duff had a series of 732 with games of 219, 279, and 234. Shannon McDonald with a high game of 216. Caden Brummels with a game of 224. Alex Voigt with a game of 247. And Noah Vandervelde had a high game of 218. Also bowling a fine series a couple weeks ago, Alex Voigt with games of 175, 247, and 223 for a 645 series. So high games for week number 8 for the men. We had two bowlers this week that had 11 strikes in a row. The first one was Ryan Haglogton from West Ottawa with a 297. Todd Dowman from Tri-City with a 295. Bowling at 289 this week was Mike Torres from West Ottawa. Sean Walters from West Ottawa, 286. We had five bowlers that had games of 279. Keone Berrig from Rich Dowman Memorial. Mark Bachman from Saturday Night Fever. Rob Schelling from Suburban. Also from Suburban, it was Kurt DeYoung with the 279, and Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with 279s. Finishing up the top 10 this week with games of 278, bowled by Ward Grigsby from Saturday Night Fever, and Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever. For our high games for the season, Connor Brookhouse is still our only 300 game bowler this year from West Ottawa. Ben Fellows with a 299, Mike Putnam for the 298, Ryan Haglogton from West Ottawa, we added this week with 297. We also added this week Todd Dowman with a 295. Three bowlers now with 289s, Curtis Formsma, Scott J. Smith, and Mike Torres, and two games with 288. Two bowlers with 288, Scott Biddle from Friday Night Rollers and Bob Zuverink from Tri-City. In the high series for the week for the men, Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever was our high series bowler this week with 789. Todd Dowman from Tri-City was 775. Steve Petrie from Tri-City was 762, and Steve also had a 705 last week. Mike Torres from West Ottawa with a 760, and Mike also had a 757. Kurt DeYoung from Suburban, 751. Ronnie Snoke from Tri-City, 744. Ronnie also had a 714 in the Rich Dowman Memorial League. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers was 741. Sean Walters from West Ottawa, 737. Jeff Myers from Suburban, 736. Jordan Harris from West Ottawa, 725. Josh Verberg from Suburban was 722. Ward Grigsby from Saturday Night Fever was 719. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 715. Nick Coinga, also out of Tri-City, 713. Bob Zuberig, Tri-City, 709. Nick Walker from Tri-City, 707. Ryan Haglogton from West Ottawa, 706. Mario Hernandez, West Ottawa, 704. And Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with an even 700. Our high series for the season for the men now, Tim McKessie and Scott J. Smith, both with identical series of 794. Two bowlers with 789, Bob Zuverink, and we added this week Brian Morin. Todd Dowman, we added this week with a 775. Brent Beverwijk, 771. Ronnie Snoke, 769. Steve Petrie with a 762. Jamie Cerny with 761. And Mike Torres with a 760. Taking a look at the high games and high series for the ladies for week number 8, Robin Branson had a great night on the lanes last Wednesday in the Sunshine League. Robin had games of 254 and 245. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine, 244. Christina Sherman, West Ottawa, 238. Cheryl Laux, Starlight League, 237. Jennifer Serbell-Thomas, Starlight, 235. Dawn Chamberlain, Sunshine, with a 233. Bobby Joe Bursma, Sunshine, 232. Skylar Beverwijk, Saturday Night Fever, also a 232. Monica Solis from Starlight with a 222. And finishing up our top 10 for high games this week, Jordan Kirkland, Sunshine, with a 221. High games for the season for the ladies. Lori Kirkland leading with a 280. We added last week Jennifer Servell-Thomas with a 277. Cindy Heckman from Sunshine with a 268. Chelsea Bosher, Northland Select, 265. Robin Branson we added this week from Sunshine with a 254 and a 245. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa, her highest game is 248. Tammy Newberry from Sunshine, 245. Two bowlers with 244, Kim Smith and Kaylee DeLeon. And then finishing up the top 10 for high games for the season, Rachel Handwerk from Sunshine with a 242. Robin Branson from Sunshine with a 690. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa with a 671. Dawn Chamberlain, Sunshine, 638. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine, 616. Skylar Everwhite, Saturday Night Fever, 609. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, 605. Monica Solis from Starlight, 582. Belle Guerra from Sunshine, 577. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 569. And finishing up the high series for the week for the ladies, Rachel Handwerk from Saturday Night Fever with 568. Looking at the high series for the season, Lori Kirkland is leading with 726. We added this week Robin Branson from Sunshine with a 690. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa, 683. Christina Sherman, West Ottawa, 671. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 654. Tammy Newberry from Sunshine, 652. Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select with 645. Kaylee DeLeon from Sunshine, 644. Kim Smith, Northland Select, 642. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 640. Well, reminder for the ladies for the Mary Beverly Tournament coming up a week from Saturday, 1 o'clock Northland Lanes. Entry fee is $35. Bowl four games, throw your lowest game away. Tulip City Mixed Doubles is coming up the end of November, the 19th and 20th, and the 26th and 27th. Will be held at Alley's over in Zealand, or Alley's over in Douglas, rather, and the squad times are 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. It's $30 per person to bowl in that tournament. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 8. Thank you very much, Jarrett. We'll talk to you again next week, Monday.